You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, hour number two, running a little late here. We had Marcus Jones, Patriots. I never know what to call him. There's just so many descriptors, Fitzy. It's like team captain, punt returner, defensive player of the month, leader, you know, everything. Cornerback, playmaker.
Best Patriots player.
I think he's the best all-around player. I should have asked him that. God darn it.
Wait,
Patriots
what?
Player Marcus Jones. What a novel idea, Dan.
Best like Patriots player. What would you have asked him, Andy? Are you the best player on the Patriots?
Are you the best all-around Patriots player? Long pause.
Yeah, and everything.
And,
no.
And he would say, I would say that we have a lot of good players on the team.
He'd be
team.
Like, you know, and, Drake's here, right? He's going to win the MVP award. You know, actually, doesn't Drake talk to you guys every Monday when I do?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not much.
Stiz comes back from illness, and he's still cranky. I thought
welcome
a long
back,
weekend.
Stiz, by the way. You alive?
Thank you, boys. Yeah, feeling much better. Haven't been, I will say, I have not been sick in years. And, it got me. It got me good over the weekend.
Called in sick. Who calls in sick?
Andy, I don't think I've ever in sick in this job.
That's
Andy,
true.
You've called in sick before.
I don't believe I've ever called in sick.
Yes, you have. You bailed on a Six Rings postgame show once.
Nope, ooh. I was told don't do it.
You had COVID.
I know, and I was told not to do it. I did not call in sick. I don't think this is a job where we have to call in sick. All we do is talk.
I don't know. I was here for the laryngitis shows last year. You probably could have done everyone a solid and called out sick.
I leave it up. Like, I'm like an injured player with a pregame workout. If you decide, coach, that I don't have what it takes to go tonight, okay, that's on you to play the backup. But
okay,
otherwise,
DNP
I'm going to show up.
Coach's decision.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm
going right, to
show
a
up.
I will say, because I'm kind of almost with you, Andy. Like, I hardly ever am I like, I cannot make it into where, especially hey, doing what
you
we
hit
do,
the space
the luxury.
Bar.
Yeah. Sometimes the escape
the
button.
Wow. Wow.
But it becomes more about other people, too, which is something that we should all take into consideration.
Well, whatever.
Oh, I found a second button. Here, go ahead, Andy. Yeah, see, that's right. It's not
two
just the space bar.
Two buttons he pushes. All right, it's 3:15. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be...
Three.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Before we get to the three-point stance with Dan Ball, the 603 chiming in, Stiz, and you need to listen up for this. Stiz sounding cute AF with that raspy voice. Man got me ready to act up.
Stanley.Bruno at Odyssey.com. At Stiz Grimy on all social media. I am single and ready to mingle.
All DMs, much like his car door, wide open.
Let's go. All right, Dan Ball, the floor is yours.
All right, time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or you're flirting over work email, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, or thereabouts, three hosts or thereabouts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports, in Boston sports, and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds to be upset about something. Are you ready?
I am ready, and I am upset.
I know. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
The University of Notre Dame is supposed to be the premier football team in the country in terms of history and championships and Newt Rockne and all of those things. Took their ball and went home this weekend. If you weren't paying attention, Notre Dame did not make the 12-team college football playoff. They decided to go with Alabama and Miami over the Irish. The Irish, if you didn't know, they lost their first two games of the season, then went on a run, finished 10-2. They were higher ranked. They thought they were going to get in. Guess what? They didn't. They didn't play this weekend. Why is that? Oh, that's right. They're independent. They think they're better than everybody. They don't play in a conference. If they played in a conference, Fitzy, you know what they would have done this weekend in all likelihood?
What?
Played in a conference championship game, which would have helped their chances to get into the playoffs. They didn't. They miss out. And now they have announced they have chosen not to play in a bowl game. If we can't be in your playoffs, we're not going to play at all. Real mature, Notre Dame. So I think what should happen after this is very simple. I think Notre Dame should be banned from the playoffs for next year. You don't want to play with the system that's in place, the bowl games that bring money into college football. You don't want to give your players an opportunity to shine, even if they're young players. Veterans want to sit out, that's fine. But you don't want to do business is being done. Well, guess what? You're banned from next year's college playoff. How you like dem apples, Notre Dame? You think you're better than everybody? You're not.
Love it.
Yeah, I got to say, honestly, I personally believe Notre Dame not being in the top 12 is foolish. Because Notre Dame gets eyeballs, Notre Dame draws clicks, likes, shares, Notre Dame moves the needle, Notre Dame is
also...
But
are they one of the best 12 teams?
They are also one of the 12 best teams in the country, yes,
who
absolutely.
Beat them? Oh, that was Miami.
By 3 points, and also the other game
head-to-head
they lost.
Head-to-head matters.
By 3 points. Alabama loses three games on the season, gets absolutely smoked by Georgia in their conference championship. And they don't even drop any pegs, and
they do play in the SEC. They join a conference, and not only do they join a conference, they join the best conference in college football.
Well, are we punishing Notre Dame?
Just picks and chooses who they play. They play a very weak schedule
the hell is
year after year.
All right, just do me a favor. For the audience at large that may have not taken a look at the schedule or the map of 12 teams,
yep.
James Madison
yes.
is in the
Bob Chesney's team.
College football playoff because?
Because they won whatever conference they're in, the American or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, good.
They're
oh, thank God we'll have somebody represent the Freedom Conference.
They want to allow some of those. In the past, it was Boise State and these teams. They want to allow for the underdogs to get their shots. James Madison earned that right. They're one of the best, whatever that is, next four, power four, whatever group of four teams in the country. They earned their shot. The reality is, if Notre Dame was in a conference and won like they won this year, they'd be in the college football playoff. They choose not to be in a conference. Why? Because I want my own TV deal. I want my own marketing deal. I want Under Armour. I want this money. I want that. Okay, you took the riches. You took the good. Now take the bad. You're not in a conference. It may have cost you by not playing this weekend. You fell behind the group. They want to put Miami in, who beat you. They want to put Alabama in, who's in a better conference.
Tulane.
I'm not saying, but that's a sub-example. That's a different thing. Fitzy, if you want to argue, get rid of the system they have and only allow SEC, ACC, Big 12, and Big 12
I just want the best 12 teams to play. That's I, as football fan, as professional bozo, as avid college football fanatic, I just want the 12 best teams to play so that Ole Miss doesn't open. Ole Miss, by the way, that's been picked apart and left dead by the side of the road by Lane Kiffin, to open as an 18-point favorite against Tulane. Come on.
Okay, and what if Tulane upsets them? Remember when Boise State did it? Like, it happens. There is an opportunity for these lesser schools, non-Power 5 or 4 or whatever the hell it is now after they screwed everything up, give them an opportunity to compete on the highest stage. This isn't about that. This is about Notre Dame being a stuck-up football program for decades. I used to love them. Back in the day when they played Miami and it was Jimmy Johnson and Lou Holtz, like that was one of the great rivalries in football. Now they pick and choose their schedule and they're better than everybody. And I get it. Jeremiah Love probably wouldn't play in the bowl game. That's fine. I don't expect him to.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You have a pro career to worry about. So you're Notre Dame. You have 105 kids. Every kid there is a blue chip prospect. Play the next running back and the next running back. Give those kids a chance to start their next season now. They've worked all year long. They haven't played a lot. Give them the opportunity to play. But to just take your ball and go home, the system is so effed. Because these bowl games still provide money, correct? And TV contracts? So that makes its way into the system. So you'll take the money, but you won't give what you're supposed to for the money. And they're not the only...
I hate that part. I'm with you.
They're not the only ones. The other ones are more coaching related. Iowa State, Campbell is going to Penn State. They have chosen not to play in a bowl game. And you know what the Big 12 is doing? Fining the school $500,000. Because you're not living up to your commitments. You made a commitment.
Go in with your assistant coach. So what if you get your lips handed to you?
Absolutely.
At least in the bowl game. And I'm with you about the whole idea of like, look, you can set a good example. Everyone who wants to see you play, if you go play, who knows? Let's say you play Virginia in a bowl game or something like that. It would be fun for people to watch you on December 31st or New Year's Day or January 2nd, whenever it happens. And you can go beat that team 10,000-0 and then give an angry Roger Clemens stare at the owner's box and say, this is what you missed by not having us in the college football playoff.
Absolutely.
But you're earning gate. You're telling people to play for pride and not just for hardware and recognition. Like, I'm with you. I think they should have been in. That said, not going to the playoffs, not going to a bowl game and doing the whole screw you guys, I'm taking my ball and going home is a horrible example to set as a school, as a university, as a team, and as kids.
And it's one of the weakest things we've ever seen in sports, literally. Because people get confused.
You can go further. It's one of the most candy-ass things we've ever seen.
I just want to clarify because I've gone back and forth on Twitter. I know that may surprise you, but I've gone back and forth on Twitter with some people. And they're like, oh, you want these kids to risk getting hurt? No. If you want to sit out, if you're going to the NFL, if you're an NFL and you want to start your combine prep, by all means, do that. There's a kid behind you who was a stud 4- or 5-star recruit. Let him play. He gets an opportunity. He might not have. I don't understand the organization and the leadership. I don't know how an athletic director and a head coach can sit down and say, oh, yeah, we're just going to skip this. We're better than this. We're going to suck our thumb. We're going home. Call the Wambulance. You're an embarrassment to sports, college football, and student athletes everywhere, Notre Dame.
I'm a big fan of that take. I think that was one of your better 3-point stances. I wholeheartedly agree, and I think it's an relatively unpopular take, but is growing in popularity in recent years as the conference realignment has happened and all that kind of thing. But either way, we'll leave that one there. I know we got more coming on the college football playoff.
College football, who knew?
I know, of all things, especially in this area. But in the meantime, Nick Fitzy Stevens, your time is now, and are you ready?
I is indeed.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so last week in what I believe was my Thursday 3-point stance, I predicted that on Sunday evening on national television, Sunday Night Football, NBC, also on Peacock with their reality star alternate broadcast, that the kingdom would fall, that the Kansas City Chiefs would lose to the defensively superior white-hot Houston Texans, have a losing record, setting them on a course for missing the playoffs, ending their run of AFC championships, AFC West title games, and possible Super Bowl appearances. And it's happened. And I think a lot of us saw that trending that way as well. No one shed any tears. This is the way things were meant to go. Because in 2009, like I compared last week as well, the New England Patriots reached the end of their first part of their ultimately became a double dynastic run. And what they did in 2010 was almost as impressive as any of the Super Bowl appearances or championships that they garnered over the course of those 20 years. They had an incredible draft. They had a great free agency. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft doubled down and recommitted to excellence. And in that draft, they get Aaron Hernandez. They get Rob Gronkowski. They get Devin McCourty as well, and begin laying the foundation for the second half of their dynasty. Now, guess what? Andy Reid, general manager, Patrick Mahomes, you guys are going to have to show us all that you are just as equally committed to all the hard work it'll take to reboot your franchise on the fly while you remain the pillars, to see if you can compare to the Patriots and have a second half of your dynasty.
It was funny because I was thinking about this last night or this morning, and I was thinking, I bet you there's an interesting conversation coming between Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid when this season ends and they miss the playoffs in all likelihood. Sort of that convert, like, what do we want to do here? Because if I'm Andy Reid, I don't have that much time left probably that I want to dedicate. And Patrick, if you're not all in and we can't do this at the high level we've been doing this at, maybe I should just get out now. Patrick, or maybe we could kind of figure this out. Maybe you could get your bum in shape and not look so dumpy out there on the football field. And maybe we could make another 3-year run and then I'll go off into the sunset. Like, are you committed to that? Do you want to be the best? Do you still have the same fire that you used to have? So I think it's really interesting. We'll see how they react. Careful, because I think if you're a great competitor, this is going to spark something in Patrick Mahomes. And if something is sparked in Patrick Mahomes, okay. Now the Undertaker sat up. Now the Undertaker's getting up. Oh, now the Undertaker grabbed me and just powerbombed me through the ring. It'll be interesting because it'll take some work because I think they need some roster work. That's going to do it for our three-point stances today here on WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. We're going to talk to Drake May maybe about an hour from now. Don't hold me to that. We'll also have the QB Under the Tree giveaway about an hour from now. So we'll either have the quarterback or a football autographed by a quarterback at 4:30. One way or the other, you're covered at quarterback position. Up next, we're going to talk college football. The playoffs were announced. Notre Dame wasn't in. There's 12 teams that are in. Fitzy seems to not like some of the games. We're going to talk about college football. Is it working? Is it broken? Are you looking forward to the playoffs? That's next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.